Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio for July 12th, 2010. I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming to you live from Kansas City. As I'll be doing every Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. We have a fantastic show this evening. We have special guest author Desiree Day, author of the novel One G-String Sort of Crazy, Cruising. Crazy Love, a breath-stopping love story, and her latest novel, Spiritual Seduction. Just sit back and listen to Word Sexy Radio. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio. I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we're coming to you live from Kansas City on this sunny July 12th, 2010. And we have a special show this evening, and we have special guest Desiree Day, who's going to be talking with us here from the ATL here in a few minutes. But before we get there, we're going to do a couple of admin things, and then we'll get right into the show. First of all, our show is brought to you by Stories and Dreams Salon and Spa, which is located on 411 Southwest Ward Road in Lee Summit, Missouri. You can go there and have your dreams come true with your hair, getting all the things you need done with your hair and your nails and all that. So if you need somewhere to go when you come to the Kansas City area, make sure you go there. And without further ado, we're going to get right into our show. I am very honored to have this lady on the show today. She intrigued me with her spiritual seduction book. And we're definitely going to be talking about that book today, as well as her other novels and upcoming events that things are coming up. So not to hold her any longer, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, Ms. Desiree Day. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. We're glad to have you on the show today, and we just wanted to get right into it and wanted to thank you for coming on before we get started.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, well, you know, what we usually do on this show, I never give out questions before the show because I like the show to be live and come out with this true rawness. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
I know you're probably wondering, what am I going to ask? What is he going to ask me? Well, don't worry. It's not going to be anything that will mess you up. So you
okay.
Can say whatever you want. And just remember, this is in that radio. So whatever you say, you can say it. You don't have to worry about
okay.
being blocked, blued, or whatever. So, but before
okay.
we go any further, what we'd like to do is have you kind of introduce who you are, where you're from, and how you got into the literary game.
Okay. Again, I'm Desiree Day. I am originally from upstate New York, and I'm currently living in Atlanta. I've been here since 1996, and I just, you know, love it here. Just a fun, vibrant city. And I've written actually 4 novels. And they've been published with Simon & Schuster. But back in 1997, I had self-published a novel called Bourgeois Blues. You know, I had actually looked for different agents for this novel, and nobody picked it up, so I decided to self-publish. And back then, I think it was a little bit harder to self-publish than it is now, because now it's just so many different avenues and so many different companies you can go with. So I did that, and it went okay. But then, you know, I still love to write, so I ended up writing a novel called Crazy Love about in 2002 or 2003. Got an agent after, again, querying probably hundreds of different literary agents. And he sold that novel, Crazy Love, to Simon & Schuster. in 2003, I think. And they gave me a two-book deal. And from that two-book deal, we got Crazy Love, and then, and I can't think now, Cruising. And then from there, and then we got another option, another novel. Then we did one, G-String Short of Crazy, which came out in 2004 or five. And then after that, we got Spiritual Seduction, which brings us up to 2010.
Okay. So, in your opinion, you think that going through an agent and all that is probably a better way to go, in your opinion?
I won't say which, but it just really depends on the personality. Some people thrive on self-publishing because you're doing everything yourself. You know, you're doing all the editing, you're doing all the marketing, you're doing all the selling, setting up all the distribution channels, you're doing everything. With an agent, you know, you have someone there to negotiate your contract, be the middleman, actually be that point person who's working with the major publishers. So if you kind of lay it back and don't, you know, is okay with that, that's fine. So it really depends on your personality and what your ultimate goal is. Not everybody wants to be with the major publisher. Not everybody wants to self-publish. So it really depends on what your goal is and what your preference is. So in my opinion, there's nothing, neither one is better than the other.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear, because a lot of times we kind of go over that a little bit on this show, and we kind of, for those who are aspiring to write and those who are thinking about getting into the game, you know, there's different ways you can do it. We always talk about self-publishing versus going through a major publishing company. And like I said, we don't try to denounce or dog any of the major companies. But there are, you know, like you said, I like the way you put it. It depends on what your flavor is and what you're trying to do and your personality, because, like, some people just don't have the hustle in them. So if they don't have it, then you know, maybe you can trust the publishing company to do that, because a lot of times they don't really market for you anyway. So, you know, you still have to do some stuff.
You really do. And that's another, you know, myth, that if you're with a major publisher, they're going to do all your marketing. They don't. Unless you're a huge, huge author, they're going to put that money behind you because they paid you all that money. They want to get their advance back. They paid you a six-figure advance. They want that money back, so they're going to put that money behind that marketing machine. But for smaller authors, you know, you're pretty much on your own. They'll do some things for you, but for the most part, you're on your own.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're gonna leave that piece of it alone for now. We're going to get into the books. So can you kind of go through a synopsis of, like, the different books? I know you kind of explained when they came out, but we kind of want to, before we get into the Spiritual Seduction, because that's the book we really want to talk about, we kind of want to get what inspires you to write your novels and how do you come up with your storylines?
Some of the storylines, you know, just come out just from listening to conversations or if I'm reading, you know, a magazine, and a sentence or something just might kind of pop out at me, and that might be a storyline for one character. You know, or just maybe something based on my life, then I just kind of loosely take that, you know, little nugget and maybe make it into a storyline for another character. So there's just stories all around us, you know, just a matter of looking and just paying attention, you know, just being inspired by them. So, like, my first novel, Crazy Love, and it was something that with two young ladies, Stacy and Tamika, based here in Atlanta, and all my books are in Atlanta. But with those two, you know, Stacy, definitely a goat digger, always want to date, you know, men with six figures and no kids and just want to, you know, just want everything, carte blanche. But she didn't have anything really to offer other than her looks. But, and without giving anything away about the story, but she ends up meeting this bus driver, totally different from, you know, what she wants in a man. But it turns out that this is the right guy for her, you know? So, but they have challenges. They have challenges, but it's something that, you know, who turned out to be a good person for. And that's something that really, you know, something that a lot of women are aspiring. A lot of women want, they want the guy with the six-figure and the corporate job and blah, 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 but they're not really offering a lot. And then, you know, maybe they might have a blue-collar guy or a brown-collar guy who might be just as adequate for them, be a good match for them.
That's right.
So, and that's something okay. that's, you know, true to life now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's good. I mean, and, mm-hmm. and you're right about that. A lot of times people, they have one concept, and then mm-hmm. they find something else, and that's good that you captured that in it. So the next question I have is, do you usually, and I always ask it to all authors, and I'm going to say it like this, title first or story first, then title?
99% of the time, I always come up with the title first.
Okay.
And
then you just kind of write around that title.
Sometimes because I usually get the idea, and then I come up with the title, and then kind of work around it, I guess. You know, because mm-hmm. it kind of keeps me on point, kind of keeps me on track, because I kind of stay true, you know, to the title of the story, so people pick up the book and, you know, is not surprised
right.
by
so you,
what's
you kind
in
of
it.
Put your outline along with that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, well, let me put some, a little bit of admin out there. If anybody has any questions for Ms. Desiree Day, the number is 347-215-8539, and it's the Is Word Sexy Radio. This is Grown Folks Radio, and we talk about everything on the show, so nothing is held back. I see we have a few people. I wonder if we have a caller that's interested. Caller 4555, are you have a question? Okay, that caller is just want to listen then. Well, we'll just keep going forth. Sometimes
yeah.
we get that. Sometimes we have people that just want to just listen. But
all
right,
fine.
So
mm-hmm.
okay, so what inspired you to just get into the writing game? What I mean, have you all wrote when you were younger, or did you just how did you get into writing novels?
You know, as far as writing, I've always journaled. You know, I've always kept like a diary, and I still do. I have journals dating back to 19, you know, about maybe 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But as far as writing, you know, and this is a funny story, I've never had any aspirations to be a writer, but one day I was sitting at my desk at work, and then I got mm-hmm. this idea. But I've always been a huge reader. I've always been always reading. I read 3 or 4 novels a month. I still do. But I was sitting at my desk one day at work, and then this story just came to mind, and I just kept writing and writing and writing and writing. Again, never had any aspirations to be a writer. I'd never taken any writing classes or anything. So, and that's
right.
how Bourgeois Blues came, you know, to fruition. So,
right. and
I said, oh, wow, I like this. I like writing, you know, because
yeah,
I've always journaled, but I've never created characters or, you know, plot lines or a story or anything. And so it just kind of happened. I said, wow, I like this. This is something I can make money at, doing something that I love, that I'm passionate about doing. And so
right.
then that's how I kind of started writing.
So how does that work for you? How does that work for you, reading like other authors and then kind of doing your writing? Do you do that? Because being an author myself, sometimes I read some other authors' work, but a lot of times I don't because I try to keep, I guess, some of their, some of the things that I may have read in their writing out of my thought process, if that makes sense. How do you handle that?
You know, I write like, you know, romance, and then the spiritual seduction is a paranormal. But I say all
right.
that, I read so many different genres and so many different authors, and I look at them, so like I said, I never went to a school for writing. I look at their writing, especially New York Times bestselling authors, a lot of them, I look at them as like a learning experience, you know, how they structure their sentence structure or their plotting and their character development. When I'm reading, I'm enjoying it, but then I'm also kind of studying their style and everything.
Right.
So it's like a learning experience. And sometimes it's like I read some novels and I thought, oh, you know, it's horrible, and that inspires me to write a little bit better. And then even when I'm reading a really well-written book that I really love, and that inspires me to write, you know, inspires me hopefully to write a little bit better as well. You know, it
right.
kind of helps me write better. I just really enjoy reading. So I look at it as a learning experience. So it doesn't bother me. I love to read. So I can sometimes I can turn it off when I have to.
Okay. Well, that's good. Because like I said, sometimes I guess I have to kind of learn that because, like I said, I don't read a lot of other authors, but I do find every now and then there's some authors' books that intrigue me, like your book. because I just happen to be writing. I write as when I do erotic fiction, I write as Red Snapper, but I also write as a pseudonym, R.J. Leonard, which I've written a book that's out now called Curse of the Nocturnal Seductress, and it's kind of it's out there now, and it's kind of like it's a paranormal, which leads this segue into spiritual seduction.
Uh-huh.
How did you come up with the paranormal? What inspired you to get into the paranormal scene, especially with your dealing with basically this guy in the story who gets murdered? And I'm gonna let you explain it, but he ends up being what I call an incubus, basically, because he comes back to his wife and you know tries to do things. Can you kind of go into that a little bit and kind of explain how you came up with that concept and then the story itself?
Okay, well, Spiritual Seduction started off as just a short story years ago, you know, something like 20 pages, and I had set it aside.
Wow.
It was about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and it was kind of like, because paranormal wasn't that big, you know, back then. I just wrote about this ghost.
Especially with black authors, I mean.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and so I just kind of, you know, I kind of thought, you know, it's nice to have this, you know, this love. But at the time, it was more romance with, you know, the main character and then her ghost, her lover, coming back as a ghost. So then I just kind of like left. I just kind of forgot about it. And then my editor was looking for, you know, story ideas for me to submit for my next book. So I just kind of submitted like all these ideas, all these synopses. And so, and I just threw that in, it's just like, what the hell? Just kind of throw it in and see what she says. Really just kind of fill up, take up space. And so then she picked it, and then I thought, oh, God. Because I've never written paranormal before, so I said, okay, what are you going to do? So then, you know, I just kind of thought about what I like to read, what kind of gets me excited, what, you know, changing pages, turning pages, and keeps me reading. So as a result, I came up with, you know, Riley and Bradley. You know, he's in, you know, he's killed at the beginning of the book, and he comes back wanting to take Riley back with him to Lavistar, which is, you know, a really evil place. And then it turns out that Malik, her boss, is a demon slayer, and she never knew that he was a demon slayer. So there's this constant battle with Bradley and Malik, and then, you know, at the beginning, Riley falls in love with Bradley, falls back in love with him, because at the beginning, their relationship is really strained and just really bad, because he's not a good person. But when he dies, you know, he kind of comes back as a nice person in disguise and kind of seduces her.
I was reading that, and I was like, you know, because it intrigued me, and it's interesting because at the time that I got your book and I was reading it, and like I said, I don't usually don't read other people's books while I'm writing, but I was writing my Curse of the Nocturnal Seductress. It was kind of like, kind of the same, not the same as your story, but what happens is there was a princess in the 19th century who ends up gets in an alliance with another country with a prince that she has to marry. But this prince is gay, and she finds out that he's gay, and she tries to get this voodoo priestess to give her, you know, give her a spell to change her so that he can want her. But what happens is his gay lover gets into the scene and messes everything up. She becomes an incubus and goes into it. But anyway, that's the story that I have. But I'm interested in this, and I'm sorry I went off because we're talking about you. But the Spiritual Seduction book, I tell you, it was really good book. And
thank you.
Do you think that you want to stay in this genre? Because you probably could do that.
You know, I am. I like paranormal.
Yeah, go ahead.
The book that I'm working on now, it's not a paranormal. It's I won't say it's Christian based, but it's an interesting concept. I don't want to give it away now, but I love romance. I love romance. I love paranormal, and I love what I'm doing now, the genre that I'm working in now. So I love writing, and it's a challenge to me. If it's something like paranormal, that was a challenge to come up with something different and unique. So, you know, if I do another one, it would have to be something different and kind of have to challenge me. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely love to do it again, you know. Yeah, I just love writing, and I just still want
right.
to keep my readers interested and come up with interesting storylines, you know, whether or not
right.
it be romance or paranormal.
And I agree with you. I like to try to – that's why I write in two pseudonyms. I try to keep myself – you know, open to write anything because I love writing, and that's what's more important to me than the money or anything else. Of course, money is you want it, but it's not
it helps.
To me, it's not that important. What I want to do is be able to be able to write different things and have, you know, to be able to draw people with the different types of writing. So that's what we try to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
But and that's the goal. So anybody out there that have any questions for Desiree, the number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, and let me see if I have a caller here who might have a question. Caller with 7952, you have a question?
Yes, hello, Word Sexy, this is Renee.
How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine, and you have a question for our Arthur?
Yes, I do, how are you, Ms. Desiree?
Oh, thank you, thanks for calling in.
I wanted to say I love your passion. It sounds like you're extremely passionate about writing and what you're writing. I did get a chance to read the description on the paranormal book, and I'm definitely going to have to get that because it intrigued me.
Thank you.
Are you planning on doing a part two to that book? That's my first question.
A couple of people ask me that. It just depends if it gets optioned, you know, if someone's interested in buying it, then definitely, you know. But right now, I don't want to work on something that might not be purchased. So I'm working on something else now. But I would love a story. I did kind of write it, you know, an opportunity for a second part to it with my secondary characters because I really love those two. So I would love to do another, you know, part two to it.
My next question is, and forgive me because it's a little risque, when you're writing your love scene, how do you deal with when they get
go ahead
too
and
tight?
Ask it.
I can hear you. He interrupted you, what?
I'm sorry.
How do you you're a mess. How do you deal with when you get aroused and excited from writing what you write?
How do you deal with it?
You don't have to stop, take a break, you know, get your issue off real quick, or
I just kind of write through it. You know, it helps me. It just really helps a lot, especially if right now I'm single, so it kind of helped me out a lot to kind of get this little frustration out in my writing. So it helps a lot that I'm single. But, it's fine. I'm used to it. I've written so many, you know, novels. I read so much, so it doesn't bother me. It doesn't really arouse me too much. Yeah.
So, Ms. Renee, are you satisfied, or do you have any more questions?
I can't think of any other questions. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. I appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, well, like I said, you get all kinds of stuff on Word Sexy Radio and you know, Throwing Swords Radio. So the question I knew was coming from someone was going to ask, how do you feel? Because I get asked that question a lot, too, is how do you get
oh,
through
really?
The scenes? I don't know if you've never read a Red Snapper book. It's very detailed and very risque. So, you know, a lot of people ask that question on how do you get through the scenes and stuff. But, you know, it's just, you know, you got to remember it's fiction. It's not real.
Right.
And that's what I try to tell a lot of the people. They always want to ask the question, who are you in the book? Are you in there? Are these people someone you know or something like that? So I guess we can ask that question. On some of your books, the characters that you have dreamed up, have they been used or been somebody that you might know that you might have kind of got some of the ideals from, or are these all just fictional characters?
Well, I can be. I can.
You know, everybody asks that all the time. So
some of them are, you know, loosely based on me and some of my situations. Very loosely based, you know. So you know, I can say that just very loosely based.
That's a good answer. You do this a lot, don't you? Okay. But yeah, I mean, you know, that's the way to do it, because I'm sure, you know, like a lot of people, especially when you're doing book signings and stuff like that, a lot of your fans will come up and ask you different things, and they, especially if they're very intrigued in the book, they want to find out how much is you and how much is not.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like I said, The Spiritual Seduction is a really good book, and I'm gonna have to go back and read some of your other books. Like I said, and I'm very careful on who I choose to read. Not that there's not, because there's a lot of great authors out there. A lot of people that's doing stuff. But like I said, when I'm in the middle of my writing, I try not to read too much, because I don't want to, you know, get some of their stuff and put it in mine. And you know, that's the only reason why. But other than that, I think that it's pretty good. So what else can you tell us about this book before we go into another one of your other ones? Because I know we can talk about One G-String Short of Crazy. I definitely want to know what's going on with that one.
Well, let me see. With Spiritual Seduction, only thing I can say, it is kind of, I get a lot of comments about people. They don't want to read it because it deals with demons. So, and
right.
I respect that. A lot of people, you know, they say it's, you know, they're Christian, so they can't read that. So I respect that with people. I totally respect it, and I back off that. But, you know, if they read it, then I think they realize that it's not as bad as they think it is. But
that's the same problem I was getting with the curse book that I was telling you about. A lot of people think that it's scary because of the title or whatever, but it's a love story. You know, even the book I wrote is a love story. But what you've written here is a love story. It just so happens that the character, one of the characters just happened to be dead, and the other one is a demon slayer. But other than that, I mean, it's still a love story that's going on. So, I mean, it's nothing that's going to send you to hell or whatever. You know, it's just a lot of people just get that wrong concept, I guess.
Yeah.
But let's get in. Before we go into the G-String book, I got to put it out again. Anybody interested, the number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio. And we're going to also give you a chance, Desiree, to kind of do shout-outs to people and talk about how they can get your books and, you know, your websites and all that. But before we do that, One G-String Short of Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
How did you do that one? You know.
This one here, this is a fun one. I really love, you know, this one here. Because originally, just to give you, now you talked about titles before. And originally, because, again, this is based in Atlanta, and I was going to call it 1920 Peachtree Street. And that's where, and this is like a, have you been to Atlanta before?
Oh, I've been there several times, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I wasn't talking about anything in particular. It's just Peachtree. Like, there's tons of streets here in Atlanta with Peachtree in it.
Right.
Basically, going to give it Peachtree, and because it's two sisters, the characters in the story are two twin sisters, and they moved into this, you know, apartment at, you know, on Peachtree Street. So I just decided I wanted to name it 1920 Peachtree. And my editor thought, no, Desiree, this just isn't, you know, a good title for this novel.
That's the thing that I don't like about the publishing companies, but go ahead.
No, I mean, that was the only time that they really bothered me about my title. They had no problem with Crazy Love or Cruising or Spiritual Seduction. It was just this one, which now I'm glad that they did kind of push me, because they didn't like it, which I said, okay, that's fine. So then I said, you know, let's kind of do something. I had to think to myself, again, let me think about the story. You know, so I thought, okay, it's sexy, two sisters, you know, one is kind of out there. So that, you know what, is she kind of crazy? Let's do One G-String Short of Crazy. You know,
well,
and that title.
It's a good title. It's a good title, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It sounds better than 1920 Peachtree now, doesn't it? See?
So, well, now, yeah.
Yeah.
Still. still the creativity of the author is what I was looking at. But go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, we did that, and I really like that title because it does, it kind of makes you remember. It's a memorable title. But anyway,
right.
It's about two twin sisters who live in Atlanta. The fraternal twin sisters. You know, and basically about their relationships, you know, with men, you know, and it's just, I think it's a fun story, you know, just to see the relationship between the two twin sisters and, you know, just how they interact with each other and the dynamics and, you know, their relationships. And it's just a good story. I really enjoy it.
Well, I'm definitely going to have to get it because the title intrigues me anyway, even though it wasn't the other title. I was just messing with you, but still, you know, I definitely want to check it out because, like I said, I'm interested, especially after talking to you, you know, about how your passion is. Like, I agree with the caller, the passion that you have in writing that you have. So, and I'm glad that your publishing company is allowing you to keep some of your creativity instead of them just telling you what they want and just, you know, doing whatever they want with your work. So that's good. So, we got about... Go ahead.
No, because you said about creativity. One thing about going with a publisher, you know, if you have a good editor, they will, you know, give you good direction and, you know, how to develop a story and how to develop your characters. You know,
right.
Something that a lot of publishers don't get unless they have a really good editor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, what I was going to say, we got about 28 minutes left, so we're going to give you a little time also to kind of talk about how people can get your book, any of your books that you want, or how they, if they wanted to have you come in to do book clubs or anything of that nature, how can they do that?
Okay. They can actually, you know, get my book from any bookstore. And if it's not at the bookstore, they can definitely, the bookstore can specially order it for them at no cost. But if you want to order it, get it from online, you know, definitely go to Amazon. Or Barnes and Nobles, or Books a Million, or what's the other one? I can't remember the other one.
Well, you got
but
Borders, Books a Million, Borders,
all of them, you know, just online because it's all there. And if they need to contact me, you know, they can contact me from my website. Just go to www.DesireeDay.com. And then on there, there's a contact me, and they can contact me there as far as they want to, you know, have me come in or, you know, just have any questions or want to interview me.
Okay. So your next book you said was coming out sometime next year?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I'm working on the manuscript, and Simon & Schuster decided not to option my didn't option me for a new book, so I'm at the process of writing something and giving it to my agent within the next month or so, and hopefully he can shop it around for a publisher for someone to pick it up.
Right. Well, you should be able to get that, I'm sure. I mean, once you have a resume like this, I'm pretty sure that...
Well, it's all based on sales, you know?
Yeah.
So
right now,
an author, regardless of who you are, you have to have the numbers, you know, and my numbers are low. I'm still, even though I have four books, I'm still a relatively new author, you know, so you still have to have the numbers, or you have to come up with, write a novel so outstanding that they're like, okay, we have to get you. So I'm at the point, so hopefully I get write the novel that's so interesting. And that really intrigues them, where they're like, okay, we got to get her, you know?
Right,
so that's where I'm at. You know, it's an interesting position.
This company right here is kind of like Zames has her subsidiary company based off of these people, don't they?
She does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so that sounds pretty good. So, I mean, like I said, the book was really good, and I'm going to have to definitely pick up other books that you have written just so I can, you know, get a full concept of your writing. Because, like I said, you get into it. And I've talked to a lot of authors, and And you're one of the few that I've talked to that's really passionate about doing it. You know, a lot of them are in it for – there are some that are – I'm not saying all of them. There are some that are in it for the money or whatever the reason. But I always tell people that you got to like writing to be in this game. And I call it a literary game because it's just like being in the movies or anything or music business. You know, you have to be able to sell. Like you said, it's all about the numbers. But the thing is you got to like doing it because it's not a get-rich-quick scheme or game that you can get into. So if you don't like it, then this is not the one. So I usually like to say that to people so they can understand that. Go ahead.
I was going to agree with you. You know, I mean, I'm in it. I definitely, you know, want the money, you know, that comes along with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I'm
then,
sure.
You know, but I enjoy it. I have to write, you know, now that I've written, you know, I've been writing for 5 years. I have to do it. You know, it's just in my blood. So I enjoy it. But we did not talk about my novel Cruising, which
well,
I think
we are
a lot of
right now. We
well, we will
now.
Right now. Okay. Yes, we will.
We're not done. You got 24 minutes, so let's talk about Cruising. Tell us about
it. Let's talk about. It's like I always say this is like one of my fun stories. But all my stories, I think, is fun. So it's not to take anything away, but this one here is like super fun because I really love this, and this is about four friends: Lauren, Madison, Blair, and. I can't think of the fourth one. It'll come to me. But four best friends who just think that each of their lives are perfect. One is married, one is engaged, two are married, one is engaged, and one is single. And they all think that their life is just perfect. You know, they even though they're best friends, they still kind of keep their conversations on a superficial level, and they don't really divulge too much of their personal life, even though they do meet, you know, once a month for a girls' night out. But then, you know, during that time, you know, they discovered that their lives are just kind of falling apart. One discovered her husband is having an affair. One is just trying to be a superwoman. She just literally working herself into the grave. So, another one, her fiance is cheating on her. And then Madison, who's just a single woman, just can't commit. She's really commitment phobic. So they decide, these four women decide, okay, let's just forget the world. Let's forget about men. Let's take this cruise. So they decide to take a cruise to the Caribbean. But then while they're on the cruise, they decide, let's have a contest to see who can have the most sex on the cruise.
I want that book.
So then while they're on this cruise, you know, they're, you know, fooling around, sexing, you know, a couple of them are, and, you know, and they learn about each other and they learn about themselves on this cruise. So it's, you know, their friendships deepen, they become more self-aware, you know, it's a fun book for women, you know, and it's set in the Caribbean on a cruise ship, and It's just fun. It's a fun story.
And everything that comes with being on a cruise and getting off the ship and going on the island and all that, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Well, definitely going to have to get that one and definitely read that one because that one sounds very interesting. So I'm going to look at that. And you're right. It probably was fun writing that one because, like I said, you can really take that to all types of levels in that when you wrote that.
Mm-hmm. And the cover, I think it's on my picture on my Facebook page.
I saw a cover. It doesn't have a lady in front of it. Like she's, her back is again. I'm trying to think if that's the same one I saw.
It's
the blue
cover. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, oh. Okay. The cover is kind of wild. It's kind of really risque, but I like it though. I kind of like it because it really talks to about what the story is about. You know?
Right.
People on a cruise. You know, women on a swimming suit. You know, in a bikini. So, you know, and the same thing that Onesie String Short are crazy. You know, I don't have any control over the covers, but I like they make really good decisions with the covers.
Right, I understand. Right. Okay, well, you heard it here on Word Sexy Radio, 347-215-8539, and we have Desiree Day on our show, and I think we might have a caller here, caller 7630. Do you have a question? Okay, that caller is not having a question. How about my caller, caller 7952. You have another question?
I read that book, Cruising. I really enjoyed that book.
Well,
I really enjoyed that book. Because I believe the single one was the one that really got over her commitment phobia on that cruise, if I remember correctly.
Madison.
I liked one of the Mary Ticks was just really going at it with these guys in the book, and I thought that was hilarious.
See?
It was either Lauren or Blair.
And I can't remember which one it was. I really did enjoy that book. I was cracking up reading it, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm crazy. But you can really kind of see yourself in the book. It's like the four different women you can identify with one of the people or even all of them in the book.
So which one did you identify most with?
The single one.
Good question.
Okay, Madison. Okay.
I identify with Madison more than any of them.
Okay. Yeah, she was
okay,
a fun
Desiree.
One to write. Mm-hmm.
You wasn't in on that cruise, were you, Desiree?
No. And even if I were, I guess I wouldn't admit it now, would I?
You are asking for trade secrets. Trade secrets.
I know.
No.
A woman does not tell all of her secrets.
She knows I'm just messing with her. Don't take it seriously. You know that's all. You gotta have some fun, you know what I'm saying? But I'm glad you read it. So we got 18 minutes and what I'm gonna do is you got to tell us again. You got Cruising, and that sounds good. I definitely want to do that one. And then the Crazy Love book. You kind of talked a little bit about that, but isn't there another one? Isn't there one called A Breath Stopping Love Story, or was that an anthology?
No, that was my self-published novel, Bourgeois Blues, and I put the tagline A Breath Stopping Love Story. And that one there is, like, really dear to my heart because that was the first novel, you know, with Sadiq and Denise. And that one there, it is really special to me. Denise is kind of like Stacy from Crazy Love, in the sense that she's this woman, you know, with the corporate job and always dated, you know, corporate guys. In Bourgeois Blues, I call it the bumps. Black upwardly mobile professionals. So, you know, and she was one of those, and then she ends up meeting Sadiq, who is a driver for UPS, you know, and she just dogged him. She just dogged him. She dated him, but she wasn't really committed to him, you know.
Right.
She's kind of dating him just, you know, because he was there and he was cute, dimples, chocolate, and just gorgeous, nice body. So, but then she ends up falling in love with him, you know.
Again, the light-skinned man does not make it again. Okay, go ahead.
That's chocolate.
Because, yeah. You know, back in the day, the light-skinned man was it, but now we're not. So, go ahead. I got it.
Sorry. Yeah. But,
okay.
Yeah, so, you know, that's Denise and Sadiq's story, and that one is at a, you know, when I wrote that back in 1997, I thought it was really risque. I thought, oh, my God, I thought, you know, this is just too much. But now that I look at that, then I look at what I write now, I'm thinking, please, this is like nothing. But to me, back in 1997, I thought it was just X-rated. Now, like, what?
Have you thought about like doing a second edition to that and just kind of bringing it up to date?
When I first got with my agent, he tried to shop it around and nobody wanted to pick it up, you know. And it's so old. And when I did it, 1997, everything was on a disc, a little disc,
right.
And I can't even find the disc. You can't even find any computers with a disc drive on it. So even I don't have an electronic copy of that story anymore, even if I wanted to do something with it.
Right.
So, but Bourgeois Blues is one that, and I feel like I'm cheating it when I when I say I've written four novels, you know, through Simon & Schuster, but Blue Blues was the one that really started, kicked it off. You know, it really got
right.
my fire started with writing. So, so I almost feel like it's kind of like a stepchild of my books, but it's like my firstborn because I really like it. I really love my character, Sadiq, and Denise Daniels. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, I really enjoyed talking to you today about your stuff, and I really enjoy, I said stuff, but I mean your work. This is great
Thank
stuff
you.
That you have, and I'm not trying to degrade it by saying stuff, but I tell you, hopefully that you'll continue to be in the literary, you know, world with your work, and, you know, to continue to bring it out and have, you know, a great story that you write so that people like our caller that called in and said she read Cruising, you know, we can keep giving them what they want, and that's what it's all about. So,
I hope so, right? Mm-hmm.
We definitely want you to continue on. And when you get that new book out, we're going to definitely have you back. Would you like to come back on the show?
Oh, please. Of course I would love to come back. I really appreciate you having me tonight and everything, and I appreciate the people calling in and listening and, you know, their interest in me. I just really, really appreciate it. You know,
okay,
I love all my readers.
And that's good. I'm glad that you do, and that's what it's all about. And before you go, though, we want to kind of give some shout-outs to those who helped you get where you are and kind of, you know, talk about your website again before you go.
We've
got about 13 minutes.
Oh, okay. I don't think I have 13
minutes.
But
you don't have to spend the whole 13 because I'm going to do some stuff on the end. But I just want, because I don't want to hold you up. I know you're busy, but I just want to kind of get you to go ahead and kind of give, you know, how people get your book again and all that.
Okay, well, let's do that first.
Again,
if you're interested in my book, you'll definitely go to any, just, you know, online or any bookstore. You want to read any excerpts of my novels, go to my website, Desiree Day, DesireeDay.com, and click on the book covers, and it'll take you to excerpts of my novels. I have different links on there, just a little small page for, like, writer resources. People, you know, want to know where to go for, like, how to get a reputable agent, where to go if they need to check up on an agent to see if he's legitimate. I have links on that on my website, and I've written different articles on there about different techniques on writing. I have those articles on my website, so, you know, take a look at those if you want. I have that. And then my email address is on there. I have a little, if you want to contact me. So go ahead and do that if you want. And, but as far as just people who I want to thank, you know, not that he's listening, but my agent, Bob DeForio, he's my literary agent, and Simon & Schuster, I appreciate them. And then just different people, Sheila Goss, I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. She's an author as well as someone who does a lot of promotion, you know, for other people. Yasmin Coleman from Apu, she's awesome. Ella Curry in Black Pearl Magazine. She's awesome.
Uh-huh.
I hate to do this. I hate to forget people. Rahita Hubbard from Urban Reviews. She and her husband are just awesome. Ross Sisters. That group is just really good. T. Royal. Who else is just? There's just so many people who just really, really good. And just in all the different book clubs who just read my novels and just reviewed them. You know, just so many people. And you're going to probably put this up on a link and then people can click on it. So if I forgot anybody, I am sorry, but you guys are in my heart. I just really appreciate it. Because
you
put me on the spot and I don't have
time. That's okay. And you'll be able to get a copy of this in about 30 minutes. So, and not trying to put you on the spot. But we definitely thank you for coming on the show and you know, taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us. And like I said, we'll definitely be getting in touch with you again in the future to have you back on, because when you get that next novel out, we definitely want to talk about that. And and we just love your personality and everything, and we're just happy that you were able to come on.
Yeah, thank you. And, yeah, I really appreciate it, and good luck with your writing.
And I'm trying my best, and I'm doing my best out there with it. So thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Okay.
Stay blessed.
Okay. Well, this is Word Sexy Radio, and we got a few admin things we want to say before we go. We got about 10 minutes, and I just wanted to give time to Anybody who's interested in Red Snapper novels, Scandalous Motives, you can go to www.redsnapperonline.com, and you can also get my books in any bookstore. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, and you can also pick up the books there as well. And if you're interested in paranormal, the R.J. Leonard series is starting out with Curse of the Nocturnal Seductress. You can also get those on Amazon as well. And anything that you need from me, you just, you know, if you want to get like a free first novel, the first book, Scandalous Motives, to get you started so you can see what it's about, go to www.redsnappersplayhouse.com, and you can go there and find out how to join the Guild. And if you join the Guild, you get a free ebook of the first novel, which will get you intrigued, because I'm telling you, once you start reading some of this Red Snapper stuff, it's going to get you where you want to go. So I just want to thank everybody for opportunities coming on the show. And next week we're going to have some more guests on, and we're going to be doing more things. And I want to thank Desiree again for coming on, because she was awesome, one of the best that I had on the show. And we have a lot of great authors on the show. So what I like about her is how nice and sweet she is, and how she's really interested in her writing. So that's what we want. And if there's an author or anyone that you want on the show, just write me at urbanerotic@gmail.com, and we'll try to see if we can get that person. And if they're interested and want to come on Word Sexy Radio, we'll do that, because this is Word Sexy Radio, and it's grown folks radio, and we definitely do our thing on the show. And we talk about it all, and we say what we want to. And it gets a little risque sometimes. So if you're out there listening, we thank you again. Like I said, if you want to get in touch with me, please go out there to www.redsnappersplayhouse.com, and you can see a lot of things that's going on with me. I have a book signing that I'm going to be doing for those that's listening in the Maryland area. We'll be doing that next month around the 7th of August. I'll be up in that area, and I'll be doing a book signing there. We'll be moving around and trying to get things done. Also, in September of this year, from the 17th to the 19th in Kansas City, we're going to have a big KC Girlfriends Book Club is going to be doing a big literary conference here. We're going to have lots of big-name authors in the place. So if you're interested, come on out and check us out if you're in the city. This has been Word Sexy Radio. We're going to go on right now. But we thank you all for coming on and listening. And we definitely want to keep you intrigued. So here we go. This has been Word Sexy Radio for Monday, July 12, 2010.